We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can we talk about Grant Williams?
Sure.
Batman. We haven't heard Batman in a while, right? Batman. He hasn't been pushing the Batman thing. It's not like with Terry Rozier when they were making that 2018 run and started doing all this Scary Terry. There was a point where I was thinking about buying Scary Terry slides for the beach.
Really?
I'm glad I didn't.
Like Drew Bledsoe. he had his t-shirt
on. In hindsight, that would be a bad purchase.
Solid non-purchase, yes.
All right, so Grant had a one-on-one with Michael Pina from Sports Illustrated. Just a few little nuggets here. He was asked, do you look at other players in the league as a model to what day you someday you might become? It's hard to read.
Come on.
Who does he look for as a role model? He looks at Charles Barkley. Does that surprise you?
That's like a similar body type,
undersized, big guy. I could see that.
Very opinionated.
Yeah, talks. He does talk a lot. Yes, there's definitely some similarities between Barkley. Not as talented, but there's similarities there.
Do you want to hear another one?
Sure.
Draymond Green.
I would think a guy like him wouldn't want to emulate like Draymond Green.
If you're a role player,
I don't think Jason Tatum is emulating. No, Draymond
I'm talking about
Green.
if you have a similar skill set. At least you're not like a. Like, if you're trying to, you know, be part of a winning team and you have to figure out, okay, you got to do some dirty work, like, and you have that athletic ability and you can't shoot like these guys, you're not a guard.
He can shoot.
I'm maybe saying, like,
shoot
if
for
you
one
shoot,
spot
cannot
on the floor.
Shoot like Jason corner, Tatum, okay? Threes, he's a corner three shooter. He's not shooting like Tatum. But if you have that ability, why would you not strive? The guy's got an unbelievable career. He's on a winning team, and he impacts the game. Like, that'd be a great guy. And you're going to be in the media. And you're going to be on TNT.
He might be in media. I think guys like Grant, like this is how you fill out championship teams. But guys who I think, do we think Grant Williams knows his role now?
No.
You really? He's loud. He's out there, but I think he gets it.
He's not Draymond Green.
I think he get, well, right now, Draymond wasn't Draymond. Then he won, and then Draymond, the Warriors became the Warriors, and he exploded. Like personality-wise, he's not there, but as a player, he's a very good role. He just defended the hell out of Giannis. I mean, Jeff Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy's brother was the one saying that no team has ever defended Giannis the way the Celtics did. That was Grant.
It's funny.
So he just shut down Giannis, or I don't want to say shut down, but defended Giannis pretty well. There's some Draymond Green to that, isn't there? The best player and go defend him?
I don't see the attitude. Like, if you were telling me the Draymond Green on this team, and later on in the show I'd love to talk about the parallels between the Warriors and this team, because I think that there are so many, it's a little bit eerie. But Marcus Smart is your Draymond Green. Like, that's your attitude guy. That's your defensive player of the year guy. Like, eventually Grant might be able to, I guess that's what he's saying. Eventually he would like to be Draymond Green. It makes me wonder, and also because of this other answer that I'm about to read, if they do see the Warriors in the finals, if it's like stars in his eyes, you know, like are some of the guys ready to stack up against what are, I don't want to say living legends in the league, but have already got, you know, they've had the belt for this era of NBA basketball.
You asked me, okay, you said, I was you or Mutt, but okay, does he
one
know
of
his
us
role?
Over here.
Does he know his role? Was that the question?
Grant Williams, yes.
No, I actually think he's one of those guys that sits and waits and he tries to look for his opportunity to have some sort of hostile takeover. Like, it's going to be, hey, how do I become? I do believe that he thinks, like, he should be front and center.
See, I think that's Marcus. I think Marcus wants
but
to
he
be
is
way
front
more.
Center.
Well, I,
he is.
But I think at times
he's the most popular guy on the team.
He has been too front and center. Wouldn't you agree? For a long, and I think Marcus has bought in, like many Celtics have here in the second half of the year. Marcus is way too involved in the offense for a year and a half. And
whose fault is that?
That was the coach and the player
management.
Himself. And Ime finally got to Marcus Smart. And I think he finally recognized he is not Jason Tatum. He ain't Jaylen Brown. He's important. He's a good defensive player. But those guys are ahead of him on whatever the pecking order is for this team. I think for a while, Smart felt like he was one of those guys. Hell, the unsubstantiated reports that were out there claim that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum clashed with Smart just because of that. Because he tried to take too big of a role, and they thought, you're not on our level. Which, may, fair or not, it affects team dynamics.
Well, even when Ime took over this team at the beginning of the year, you remember the press conferences that Smart was giving after games where he'd say stuff like, well, you know, everyone knows the ball is going to Jason or Jaylen at the end of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of critical of, hey, my role on this team. The way that it's constructed right now is perfect for them. Like, everybody, this is, everybody knows their place in this hierarchy under Jason Tatum. I just wonder when they go out and face the Warriors, if that's the case, and I'm really hoping it is, because I want to go out to San Francisco personally.
Oh, that I think, when I think they go out and
yeah, that, if people missed that breaking news, if the Celtics win, see about someone with a bit, something on the line here, and 4A just found this out like an hour ago, which is great. If the Celtics win, Mego goes to San Francisco for 4 days. And covers the first two games of the series.
Oh,
sorry.
But if Miami wins, Fourier is going to Florida.
Woo! Is that true? Let's go.
I'm just kidding.
He might be going to Florida either way.
It's a bad joke.
Nah.
So Mego's got something very, very much on the line in this series. So yeah, I think in the matchup of Celtics and Warriors, there are definitely some similarities, and we're already talking about it because we think they'll get through tonight because guys like Grant Williams have figured out their role. The Ime has convinced them. That's why they're a game away right now. And Miami has similar guys. They're just not healthy. Not healthy. They're hurt. They're banged up. They can't do it.
Well, just so when you do go to San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
Will you be wearing your Scoops hat?
Will you be your reporter hat?
Will you be asking the tough questions? Is that part of the deal? Like, you got to go into the locker room. You got to go into the press room and ask questions to the Warriors and the Heat. I'm sorry, and the Celtics. Is that part of the deal?
That is usually the job when you're working the games.
Okay.
Christian.
Well, I wasn't sure because you said you couldn't get into the Garden last time.
Well,
that
was a station issue.
Oh, we figured it out now.
It wasn't the pass that I wanted, and we will talk about that off air,
okay.
Christian.
Oh, it's
among friends now. Just hang out here at Lord Hobo.
That these things were off.
Equipment is working right now. It's okay. Oh, and it's broken. Just tell us what you did.
Here's another interesting answer to me that Grant gave. So, this Michael Pina. Yeah. Asked, who's the toughest cover in the league? Now, he kind of sidestepped this. He didn't name exactly who he felt like the hardest to defend is, but he did say, for guys like myself, the hardest people are small, shifty point guards. The longer, taller guys and the physical guys I'm okay with. But for me, it's always been a small point guard that's really shifty and quick.
Yeah, someone like me. Get down there deep. And
totally understand
by,
that. He's too heavy. He's built for power. He's built for... You know, taking collisions. He's not built. He's not like built for like.
It's not a truck commercial, Christian.
No, it feels like Ford truck. Built Ford truck. That's what he
Hi,
is.
Hi, it's me, Grant. I'm built like a Ford 150. Yeah. Buy a Ford 150.
Well, I was driving up there. I saw this big billboard for him. I forgot what it even was.
For Grant?
Yeah, for Grant.
Grant's like hawking stuff?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's Where was this?
Granting.
On 93?
Yeah, coming up north. I saw it.
It's called Granting?
Yeah, something like that. Look it up, Tyler. Look it up.
Oh, wait. No, I know
what
you're saying.
About?
It said, like, don't take this for granted.
Yeah, something like that.
It wasn't granting.
I was driving.
You can't read and drive?
No,
I can't read signs?
I was texting and driving.
Christian.
It's very dangerous. I was preoccupied.
Never do that.
Something else. Don't do that, kids.
He's a spokesperson for Arbella, which we love Arbella.
Oh, we love Arbella insurance.
Jimmy Fund.
Love Arbella
insurance. I guess we'll see Grant during the Jimmy Fund, I'm sure.
There we go.
Grant wants to be in the media. Reach out and say, hey, we'll get you on the show.
We're all on the same little team now.
So I'm sensing from your tone, Mego, that you're not thrilled with some of the answers that Grant gave. Am I misreading this? You seem like maybe Grant's a little bit full of himself in the spot.
No, I don't think he's full of himself. I think it's just he's one of the players on the team that I feel like it's so early for him. This is a young team overall, aside from Al Horford.
Yep.
But he feels so young to me. And I like it. Like he talked about the in the postgame video with Deuce where he left him hanging. Jason Tatum's son wouldn't dab him up. And so he has a sense of humor about some of this stuff. But then you also see the way that he's interacted with Ime when things are not going well and like screaming at his coach, like, I'm fine. Essentially get over it. And it's just when you're going up against a team that's as polished and professional and intimidating as the Warriors with the big three that they have, I just wonder if he's the one guy who will go out there because he can show up or he can be completely unplayable, as we've heard Scal call him before, and have the big stars in his eyes.
Well, so you know how you'll know if this is the case is after game one, he says, hey, can we get a jersey swap real quick? Let me take a photo.
You can't jersey swap in the finals. No way.
They will. They will definitely jersey swap.
You shouldn't jersey swap at all, but
and
there we go.
Curry's like, yeah, mine's going to be a crop top on you, Grant.
Yeah,
enjoy
I know,
this.
Big belly. Like, oh, what you really want is Lowry's.
I don't think he has a belly. He's like, he's bottom heavy, you know?
Dude, he's thick.
He's pear-shaped. He's got a pear-shape.
Yes.
Well, Christian's basketball breakdowns have devolved into like body shaming every player.
I know
player
it's
on
indirectly.
Every
I'm leaning there
between Kyle Lowry and Grant Williams.
Well, he deserves it. Lowry deserves it.
So we asked our basketball source Gwen Ordway out in Scottsdale if Larry Bird would be at the game to hand the Larry Bird Trophy out. He goes,
do it in Glenn Ordway voice.
He goes, I would seriously doubt it. I know that Cedric Maxwell is going to be the one that hands the trophy over. So
whoa.
Cedric Maxwell, breaking news.
There we go.
Maxwell handing the trophy over, not Larry Bird.
Look at that. He's finally giving away some information once he leaves.
He's full of information, man.
That is bad news.
He was the finals MVP. That makes sense for Max to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I like
well,
that.
Well, this is the Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Yeah, but the idea that Bird was going to fly in here. Like, come on. Memorial Day weekend, Larry Bird is going to get on a plane from Indiana to come in to hand an award in an organization.
This is a beautiful place to be on Memorial Day weekend. He's supposed to be in Indiana instead?
He wanted to work in the front office here. It didn't work out. He went to Indiana, rubbed in the Celtics' face. Now he's going to come back on the holiday? No. I should have slapped that around the second we brought that up.
He's on a pontoon.
Max is
right
already
now.
Here. They're probably paying Max a few bucks. He'll go hand that thing away.
We'll have Scal do it.
Yeah, well.
I kind of wish that they brought in somebody from the outside. Max is there every
What's
night.
What's wrong with Max?
I love Max. He's great, but he's there every night. Like, well, this is a special
how
occasion.
Doug?
How often did the Celtics make it to the finals these days?
I got to say something. It's not that special.
It is a special occasion if you it's lock not, up the Eastern Conference Finals and you're going to the finals.
Another manufactured award.
It's a little.
What?
It's not that. It's an MVP award.
Are you the one who keeps putting this on the rundown? Nobody cares about this run. There's no,
no
buzz
no.
in the city. Tyler?
That's Tyler. But the award itself, it's nice. I don't need Bird here to do it. I'm okay. Stay home, Larry. Enjoy your Miller Lights.
Can we get KG to come back? KG loves coming here. He's probably going to be at the game tonight anyway.
Where's Big Baby at?
No, he will be there.
Yeah, Big
is
Baby.
Is the law going to let him be here?
He's in court.
He doesn't care about no law. Law dog don't go around here. He don't listen to the law.
The judge said he fouled out.
Wyatt Earp. That Wyatt Earp.
There you go.
Yeah, I got
Thank
that one.
You.
One for two today. One for
Jeez,
two.
I can't believe you didn't get the
or Tombstone. Could be
first
one of those
blood
two.
Reference. It's unbelievable.
Oh my
so
God.
Disappointed in you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.